You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
A major legal shift has just raised the stakes for South African companies in the ongoing fight against corruption. New changes to the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act now make companies liable if someone linked to them, in other words, an associated person, commits bribery. Now, that could include, I understand, employees, agents, contractors, or even service providers. The law puts the onus on firms to prevent bribery or face prosecution. So it seems to me as if this is a big and important change. What does this mean, though, in practice? I'm in conversation now with Professor Rihanna Kasim from the University of South Africa. So, Professor, thank you very much indeed. Maybe the key phrase here is associated person. What exactly does the term cover and why has that been introduced?
Thank you so much for having me. You're quite right. This is a major shift in our law. So an associated person is anyone associated with the company who performs services for the company. So even could even be any professional person who performs any services for the company. So in addition to the persons you mentioned, it's employees, suppliers, consultants, and so on. And they introduced it to make sure that the company now has a duty to take proactive steps to actually prevent bribery by the persons associated with them. So that is the thinking behind it.
When you talk about proactive steps, it surely, though, is going to put a lot more pressure on compliance and legal teams.
Yes, most definitely. So what the term used is adequate procedures. So as you mentioned, if a person associated with the company commits bribery, the company could be prosecuted for this criminal offense unless it can show that it already had adequate procedures in place, which means companies should actually start now to put certain procedures in place because it's the only defense that they will have if a person associated with them commits bribery. But it certainly does put a lot of compliance responsibilities on company to now implement these procedures.
Principally, then, what kind of procedures need to be put in place immediately?
Well, we actually don't have any guidance issued by the government. So this law came in April last year, but since then, the government has not issued any regulations saying what would constitute adequate procedures. But South Africa borrowed this law from the UK, and they implemented it in 2010. So what we can do in the meantime is look at the UK procedure to see what they regarded as adequate. I can mention a few. So one thing they say is that companies should adopt procedures that are proportionate to the bribery risk they face and the nature, scale, and complexity of their activities. So a larger company operating in a high-risk market where bribery is known to be common would have to do more to prevent bribery than a smaller company in a low-risk market where bribery is less common. Other things companies could do is that the board should foster a culture where bribery is never acceptable and there's zero tolerance for it. And companies should also carry out due diligence procedures on the associated persons to make sure that they are trustworthy and communicate their policies internally and externally so everyone knows what their stance is on their anti-bribery policies and even provide training to the associated persons and their employees so everyone is aware of that.
Difficult, of course, to develop a bribery risk framework, isn't it?
Yes, it is, especially since you're never really going to know if what you are doing is actually adequate without any black and white guidelines. So you may think it's adequate, but if something does happen, a court may say, no, this was actually not good enough.
Which tells me that many companies, in the absence of those guidelines, are simply navigating blind at the moment, which is very unsatisfactory.
Yes, correct. And I don't think that many companies have actually even started implementing guidelines because they don't have guidance on how to do it. So it seems that this law came in a year ago, but it's an excellent law, in my opinion, to try to stop bribery in South Africa. But I don't think it's actually being implemented. And I think the government needs to start putting a bit more focus on it.
What's your advice to companies right now, Professor, who haven't yet updated their policies right now? What do they need to do in the here and now?
So I think to start off with that they should at least draft policies to say what their stance is on anti-bribery and make the associated persons aware of this. I also think that they should evaluate their relationships with the persons associated with them to make sure that they are trustworthy. And I also think that the board should foster a culture where bribery is never acceptable. So it cannot ever be said that the board did not make this position clear to people associated with them.
I understand what you're saying, but it all seems fairly opaque at the moment. Would that be enough to comply with an existing law?
I don't know. So we haven't had any cases in court yet, and no one's actually been prosecuted for this. I mean, just take the IDT case, which is in the media at the moment. You know, that is a prime example where the IDT can actually be prosecuted for not preventing their CEO from committing bribery. So yes, I think it is opaque, but I think if a case does come before court at a time when we don't yet have guidelines, I think a company would then be able to say, well, they didn't have guidelines and they did what they thought was good.
So it's going to be difficult as well in the absence of those guidelines for prosecutors to prove that a company failed to prevent bribery. So it's a problem on both sides of the legal coin.
Yes, but I think at the same time, if an associated person did commit bribery and a company did absolutely nothing, there's no indication that they implemented any procedures at all to prevent bribery by the associated person, then I think there is no defense, because it is an offense of strict liability, meaning the company can be held criminally liable even if they had no mens rea, even if they didn't know about it and they had no idea about it. So if no procedures are taken, then the company would be held liable if someone associated with them commits bribery.
Professor Riana Kasim, thank you very much indeed from the University of South Africa. I appreciate your time.